WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News Global IT Outage. I'm Sherry Preston. Airline flights, banks, hospital systems, and media outlets all taken offline overnight. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue is not a cyber attack. Instead, says ABC's Mike DeBusky,
it's tied to a software update that cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sent out to Windows computers overnight. The faulty update appears to send computers and servers into a recovery boot loop, essentially starting the computer up over and over again, but never logging in. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz posted on social media that this is not a security incident or a cyber attack, and that a fix has been deployed. He also says Mac and Linux computers are unaffected. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Some elective surgeries at hospitals are being canceled. Britain's National Health Service also affected. Some airlines slowly coming back online, but passengers should expect cancellations and delays all day. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 38-year-old man was found unresponsive in his jail cell on Monday afternoon, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. When the man was found, deputies began life-saving measures, but they were unsuccessful. The inmate was first incarcerated on June 21st in another county and was transferred to the Adams County Jail on July 1st. According to officials, he was being held as a sentenced inmate. A Sun Prairie teenager was shot Wednesday night and then taken to the hospital for their injuries. Officers responded to the 600 block of Elizabeth Lane just after 9 p.m. after someone reported gunshots. Before police arrived, an adult alerted them that a teen had been shot in the hand by the gunfire. The wounded teen was taken to the hospital where they were treated for their injury. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. Then on Sunday, a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high right around 80. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Happy Friday. I love being able to say that. We just have to hang in there a few more hours and then we get to officially enjoy our weekend. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Brian Adams. This is Run to You.
I'm 90s, and more. Max FM.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Jet and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Happy Friday, Finn. We officially made it to the end of another week. Yay! Yes, we have.
Good morning, Maddie. And happy Global Technology Outage Day to you.
It's kind of a nightmare out there. I've been texting back and forth with Dave Grant, who obviously during his day gig does a little IT for the county. And boy, oh boy, this kind of sucks. Now, hopefully everything gets up and running. And, you know, if you got a blue screen of death today, Dave is just preaching lots of calmness and lots of patience because the IT folks are doing their best today, just like everybody else. Lots of coffee, you IT people. Lots and lots of coffee. We're thinking about you. And thank goodness we have those amazing IT people, right? Because, yeah, I'd be sunk without those IT people.
Yeah. This time it's not our fault, Maddie. This time,
it's
so
not.
Thank
you. I
yeah,
did not push
the
wrong
IT
button.
People.
It is not user error. This is something that is way back on the, I don't even know how to explain it. It's way back in the back end of the company who actually rolls out some of this software that some of these major companies use, like banks and broadcasting systems. But hey,
the stuff we need.
Yeah. Right. And we're still here today, so that's good. We usually have technological nightmares, but this one, I don't know how we got around this one. I got nothing on that. But Good luck to everybody out there today. Right. You know what that really sounds like to me? I know the IT people can't do this, but for everybody else, I think you just call in technology broken. I mean, like, you know what? It's not going to work anyway. I can't answer anything. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm just off today and the weather's beautiful. So I'm calling in technology today. That's what I think
exactly.
We should do.
Serenity now. Goodness. That's what we say.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, anything exciting happening in your household right now?
Absolutely nothing, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh,
so
see,
there you go. It's funny because I think just because, have you ever had that feeling where, you know, you've been going and you've been going and you've been going, and then all of a sudden there's a day where your batteries completely die, and then you realize, whoa.
Yeah.
I have been working pretty hard here. I'm kind of cashed. I'm just going to chill and take. And I'm sorry because I know this is probably a rough day for you because you had a busy day yesterday. But it was just kind of one of those days where napping was a beautiful thing.
I get a nap in. I get about a half hour nap in.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a rough day yesterday. It was just a long day because it started out with doing all of our normal stuff. I had a couple of appointments and went to my awesome chiropractor, who, by the way, remember I said at the beginning of 2024 that I was making a New Year's intention, not a New Year's resolution, and I was going to really work on strengthening my core and my back and all of that so I didn't have as many problems as I'd been having. It turns out that my intention has actually worked. I don't have to see my awesome chiropractor for a month. I was so excited. I know. I feel like
progress.
Such a big girl. I know. I feel like a big girl, like I graduated or something, like I need some sort of prize. I mean, I love my chiropractor. I love seeing him, but he's a great human being, but nobody needs to go to the chiropractor as much as I was. So New Year's intentions, people. I said an intention is way easier to keep because you mean well and you can give yourself some grace when it's not going as well as you want it to, or it gets too busy to do what you intended. And, you know, we all can use a little grace every now and then, and, you know, maybe not be so hard on ourselves. So I set this New Year's intention, and it is proving to be working, because 1 month I don't have to see my chiropractor.
Awesome.
That was actually a big deal for me because I'm usually like a once a week, every 2 weeks kind of person. So the fact I don't have to go for a month and it's just quote unquote maintenance for now, that's a really big deal. So I had that win for me yesterday. Then I got a half hour nap in. Now let me explain to you how my day went. 6:15, I roll out of our house. I have to stop. I have to do the normal stuff, grab some gas, grab some food, because now it's dinner time and I'm going to be driving. So I drive 2 hours to Milwaukee. I fight all of the RNC stuff, all the barricades, all of the police, the cops on horses, cops on bikes, cops on motorcycles, just the cars in general. There were highway patrolmen out everywhere, obviously trying to pick up some weekend traffic kind of stuff. So it was a long drive. 2 hours there, I fight my way through downtown Milwaukee. I get parked. Corey and the crew who had been doing the RNC broadcast for Civic Media and the entire network had everything tore down. It was already packaged up, so all we had to do was load it and figure out who was taking what, because some of it went back to Madison. Some of it goes back to Baraboo. Some of it had to go back to Waukesha. So we literally had to divide and conquer. That only took us about 40 minutes. I jumped back in the car and I did it all over again. Fought the RNC stampede of people.
Really? Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then I ended up getting home about 11:30, so not horrible, except for the fact that Aspie had to go outside.
Here we go.
Aspie. It was midnight. She does not do well after going outside or after 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. She's very tired. She's very stubborn at that point. But she had to have your last potty of the night, right? So 12:05, we finally walk in the door.
So about what time do you think you finally fell asleep?
I think I finally fell asleep about 12:30. My alarm goes off at 4:30. So 4 hours, that's not horrible.
Right.
I mean,
all
the
right.
Bats and the raccoons out here on Goose Poop Pond have done more damage than that. So 4 hours is not horrible. I will, however, be taking a nap later today because we do have puppy school tonight. So I feel like after 2 weeks of not being there, I'm going to need all the patience I can get with her. Because
yeah.
She gets a few bad habits even in those 2 weeks. So I will be taking a nap later today. because it's kind of like when I had toddlers. The less tired I am, the more patience I have, and the smoother things go. So yeah. I will be doing that later today, Finn.
Yeah. So now then, are you after tonight in puppy school? Do you get a breather throughout the weekend?
A little bit. I think we have big plans to go see Twisters, which is that new movie that rolled out in theaters. Obviously, my husband is a fan of the original Twister, so with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. So obviously, we will be seeing the follow-up to that. We've had a lot of storm-chasing friends who already got to see it, and they saw it in IMAX, or we have one of our good friends who drives one of those Dominators that you used to see on all the TV shows. He actually was asked by the local theater down in Oklahoma to have a Dominator there, all of that good stuff. So they've already seen it. We've had other friends in the Twin Cities who have seen it, other storm-chasing friends in the middle of the country who have seen it, and they say that it's actually really good. Nobody had a lot of expectations for it, right? Because there's been a lot of storm movies made over the years. Some of them are great. None of them have ever held a candle to the original, and apparently this one does. So we're excited to go see it. So I think we're going to do that. And then Corey is actually pulling out again on Sunday. My husband just can't stay home. Apparently it's me, Finn. It might be me. We have listeners who listen to the show who would probably agree. But he's going to make his way down to Iowa to one of the stations that we actually do weather for. They've got a few big things happening right now. We're really good friends with the owner. And then from there, he's going to make his way into Kansas because some of our chasers are working on some really cool cameras for hurricane chasing. And so they need to test and they need to make sure that those are all up to par just in case we have another major hurricane that hits the United States, so we can get really good footage, because again, we like to keep all this data and then we turn it over to the appropriate sources so they can analyze it,
right,
and really see what's going on inside some of those storms. So he'll be doing that most likely at some point this weekend and probably leaving Sunday, which means it's like marathon laundry day tomorrow. Like, I got to do tons of laundry to get him ready and make sure he's got enough clothes for the next few days. So that should be fun.
Other than that, though, you'll have a chance to kind of relax a little bit.
We will. We don't have any big plans. I said to him, do you want to drive to Madison to see Twisters on IMAX? I said, I feel like this is a movie you should see on IMAX. He's like, honestly, no, I don't want to drive. Because Dexter had that postponed class for Taekwondo this weekend, and I have this week, and he'll have that class tonight, the makeup session. And I have puppy school with Aspen. Corey's been gracious enough, even after the week he's had and the busyness and the tiredness, to actually take Dexter to Taekwondo tonight so that he can get a second class in. And he's like, no, I don't really want to drive again. Can't blame the guy. So we're going to hang out close to home this weekend and just kind of chill around here. So all in all, not too bad. Not too bad. Now, we've got a few different things we got to talk about here this morning. A few headlines that, from yesterday. The first and foremost is, I feel like this was kind of one of those big ones that you knew was going to happen eventually as far as celebrity death. But it kind of hit you because I think he was a favorite of everybody's. He was a legend. Bob Newhart actually passed away in L.A. yesterday after a series of short illnesses at the age of 94. He was the king of deadpan comedy. Super, super funny. I love Newhart. He had a career that spanned more than six decades as well. And a lot of people are going to know him best as Papa Elf from Will Ferrell's movie Elf. I think he probably became more of a modern day comedian for a lot of people who grew up with that film, maybe who didn't know some of his, you know, roles in the 70s and 80s quite as well, like the Bob Newhart Show and also Newhart. And then don't forget, he also appeared on shows, Finn, like Desperate Housewives, The Big Bang Theory, ER, Hot in Cleveland. He was actually best friends with Don Rickles. Judd Apatow actually made a documentary about the friendship that the two of them had, and you can actually catch that on different streaming platforms. Rickles passed away in 2017. So one of those legends that, again, at the age of 94, you knew we were inevitably going to talk about, but I still felt like it was one of those that hit home for a lot of people just because of the span of his career. He was just, Bob Newhart was awesome.
Absolutely comedic awesome. Legend. I'm old enough to remember the Bob Newhart Show going way back.
Oh, I used to watch it in syndication. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and his comedic timing was just spot on. It was just so dry, and you know, he was always that everyman, kind of stuck in the middle of a little bit of craziness, and he just had perfect comedic timing. And
yes.
Yeah. Then once he was in Elf, then he was, you know, renewed to a whole new generation. Yep.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So legend that we lost yesterday. And then also another headline that's making its rounds this morning as far as entertainment goes. The Foo Fighters are back in the news, mostly Dave Grohl with his whatever is happening between him and Taylor Swift. Now, they played Citi Field in New York City on Wednesday night. They actually had to quit early because there was a storm moving in. If you haven't been paying attention to the East Coast, all of the yucky, awful, severe thunderstorms and weather that we had here, well, they're having out on the East Coast now. So they're kind of in the same boat we are. They had just started playing Learn to Fly when Grohl was alerted by someone offstage that there was some pretty awful weather coming their way. He stopped to make the announce, but asked the band to keep playing while he did. Now, he said this, quote, "See, this is a good thing about being a live rock and roll band. We can bring stuff down when we blanking want to." Now, nobody can say with a lot of certainty whether or not he was taking another pot shot at Taylor Swift, but it kind of sounds like the crack he made when she and the Foo Fighters were both playing London on the same night last month. Anyway, Dave told the crowd that the band would play as long as it was safe for everyone, and they got through Learn to Fly, but just seconds after they launched into Everlong, they were told that they basically had to vacate the stage and the field, and everybody had to get out of there safely, and everybody did, so there were no issues that way. They do have another show at Citi Field tonight. It kind of sounds like the weather's going to be a little better for that one for everybody who maybe wants to see him again. I don't know what it is about Dave Grohl. I mean, he and Taylor Swift had a really great relationship for a while. I don't know if they were besties, but, you know, they both shared a lot of mutual kindness towards one another. They were very complimentary towards one another. And maybe he's just tired of the saturation of Taylor Swift, too. Who really knows? But he has taken a couple shots at her recently.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what caused this. I mean,
this
obviously,
little riff? I don't know.
I mean, obviously, he's a rock guy. She's not rock. So, I mean, I don't know. I wonder if something happened. You know,
It's weird. And as far as I know, she does most everything live. There might be some things on tracks, but I mean, if you watch any parts of her concert or clips back of her concert, if she's got a cough, she coughs in the middle of the show. You can hear it, and the music does not continue. Her vocals don't continue. So she is essentially doing everything live. And I know you don't see the actual band, but she has one of those screens where the band performs behind the screen. That's like a new thing that artists are doing. We saw that for the first time during the weekend's performance of the Super Bowl a few years ago. Nobody was sure if he had a band or not out there, and he actually did. He just happened to have him behind this big backdrop, which was also a screen, and so you couldn't actually see him performing, and that's where a majority of her band is as well. So as far as I know, everything's pretty live. People that I know who have seen her, you know, if she starts talking in the middle of a show or her mic cuts out, you know it. I mean, the music does not continue. It is a full stop until they get things rectified and fixed. So,
well, it's a totally different type of... Yeah, it's a totally different... I mean, it's a production, whereas Foo Fighters, they come out and they play. There's, I mean, it's not really synced. You know, it's not timed for any type of...
dancing or costume changes or anything like that.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about this because, in a way, I'm kind of enjoying this little spat between Dave Grohl and Taylor Swift. And at the same time, I want to feel like, can't we all just get along? Can't we just be nice to each other? Yeah, but I mean, it's far more interesting than the Britney Spears, Osbourne's family dispute.
That's just entertaining. I don't know if there's any interest involved. That's just entertaining. It's like two groups who just say whatever they want to say and ramble on about inconsistent, incoherent things all the time. And now they're like trying to have arguments with one another. Nobody's ever going to know what's actually happening between Britney Ozzy and the Osbournes because
well,
of
Ozzy's
that.
Been incoherent for a very long
yes,
time.
He has.
So much that you need subtitles when
it's
you...
It's like the only reason Sharon is still around is to basically be his translator for the rest of the world, right?
Exactly.
Like, she translates everything for Ozzy. Now, this isn't so much entertainment, but I find this to be very fascinating as well this morning because some people might consider this mashup a little gross, but others are going to recognize it for all of its brilliance, probably including my Dexter. Or Rida, of course, the frozen potato company, worked with Good Pop to create a new limited edition fudge and vanilla French fry pop. It's frozen vanilla oatmeal covered in a chocolate fudge shell and then rolled in crispy potato bits. It's supposed to taste a little bit like dipping a fry into a milkshake, which is why I say my Dexter would love this because that's one of his favorite things of all time to do. The mashup is available for nationwide shipping from Good Pop's online store if you're interested in trying these. Each box costs $10 and the first run is already sold out, but they say to keep checking back every day because they do have more merchandise and more of these pops coming very, very soon. I don't know. I don't think that that sounds so disgusting. And I'm not necessarily one of those people that loves to dip my French fry in my chocolate shake, but I don't think it sounds like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard either. I mean, we've seen some pretty disgusting mashups and things that just make you kind of cringe. I don't feel like this is that cringeworthy. I feel like this is something some people could definitely get behind. So there you go.
If, and this is a very big if, but if it actually tastes like dipping your French fry into a milkshake, then I can understand it. It's definitely a better mashup than some of the recent ones we've heard of. But at the same time, it's not exactly the same thing, is it? I mean, you
got
to have the physical milkshake and the physical French fry, and then you can unite the two, and then it...
Right.
But who knows? I mean, it might be good. Could be good.
You know, I think it's worth a try if you can get your hands on a box. I'd have to go online and see if anybody's actually commenting, people who've actually tried this and see what they
taste
say.
Tested it. Yeah.
That's right. Maybe that's something I'll work on this morning because obviously here at Max FM, we try to get to the hard hitting stuff of the
world.
Let me tell you. I mean, I feel like if we can do a pop, like some sort of popsicle, because that's essentially what it is, ice cream pop, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, combines two of our favorite flavors, I feel like we're winning in the world, honestly.
Yes.
I feel like we have had a winning day. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Not bad today. Speaking of winning, it's going to be another gorgeous day. Wasn't it beautiful yesterday? Too bad
I spent
like 4 hours of it in the car doing absolutely
you
nothing.
You missed most of it. Yeah.
I know, but it was absolutely gorgeous. Today, going to be pretty much a carbon copy. Partly cloudy, 78 for a high. Then tonight, partly cloudy down to 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, just a titch warmer. A high right around 80. We're also going to get a little bit more humidity back into the air because then on Sunday, we do have a very slight chance for an isolated thunderstorm with a high around 80. Right now, it's 54. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worry about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of your upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, July 20th, the American Legion will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. The tasty way to help, you'll find them again at the corner in the Viking BP parking lot in Reedsburg. This will be 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. More details can be found on Facebook. Search Post 350 Reedsburg. On Friday the 19th, celebrate Christmas in July from the Reedsburg Community Lights Group. They'll be hosting a Christmas movie in City Park. From 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., it's the Polar Express. Come enjoy the movie, bring your blankets and lawn chairs. They'll have water and popcorn for $1, root beer floats for $2, or a non-perishable food donation. Again, this will start at 8 o'clock on Friday, July 19th at City Park in Reedsburg. And then the next day, it's Shakespeare in Mirror Lake State Park. This will be from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Before performing the play, the Summit Players will take you through the characters, the plot, themes of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Join them to play games, act out characters, and learn how Shakespeare's time is similar to our time in this interactive all-ages workshop. This will start at 1 p.m. with a workshop for kids, then at 2:30 is when the performance will take place. More details can be found on Facebook at Friends of Mirror Lake State Park.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Wow, four lines for only $90 and four new phones for free? Are you kidding me? The time is now to switch to U.S. Cellular. Visit Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMC. Health.com.
7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Friday. I feel like we can't say that enough. Here's David Bowie. It's Modern Love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. We hope you are having a great start to your morning. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with us. We always appreciate it. Now, doesn't saving money going into the weekend sound really awesome? And then knowing that you're keeping it all local sounds even better, right? Well, you can do both of those things when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com. We would love for you to start your day with a little online shopping. MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's where you need to be to save up to 50% on things for yourself, things for the home, delicious foods, great adult beverages, some entertainment as well. Now, I'm in the store right now. Here's an example of some of the things you're going to find. If you're looking to refresh the wardrobe a little bit, maybe you got a special occasion coming up and you want something new, head over to Amber Lux Consignment Boutique. There we go. Things rolling off the tongue this morning. A $25 certificate for you to do a little shopping. Only going to cost you $17 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. Also an instant download for Amber Lux, which means you aren't going to wait for us to send you anything. It's there on your phone, and you can enjoy a shopping trip over your lunch hour or later on this afternoon if you really want. Now, of course, we also talk about great foods. How about the Relish Tray Bistro and Catering in downtown Baraboo? You got to try out their wonderful homemade menu. A $25 certificate, only $20 right now when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. And, of course, we always talk about the entertainment aspect of maxfmbigdeals.com. Just added to the store, this is a good one, a $59.99 certificate to America's best outdoor water park. We are talking Noah's Ark Water Park. $59.99, only $41.99 right now when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. The summer months are going to keep heating up. The kids need a little bit of fun. You need a day out with the family. So check out those certificates from Noah's Ark Water Park over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, as you can see, we really have you covered on all of your bases. And the coolest part is you're saving a lot of money while you're shopping over there. So definitely go check it out, maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, coming up, we're going to take a look at your forecast. Another beautiful day today. A little warmer tomorrow with a little bit more humidity in the air. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gatton Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Tuesday, we have an antique and collectible online-only auction ending at 9 a.m., a very large auction featuring some excellent antique and collectible items. Then on Wednesday, we have an online-only real estate auction featuring 13.7 acres of vacant land in the town of Washington, Sauk County. That is just south of Lime Ridge, a nice buildable parcel with pasture land as well as some tillable acreage on that parcel as well. Then on Friday or on Thursday, we have our July online-only farm consignment auction ending. There's a preview on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. This auction features farm machinery as well as construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, tools, and much, much more. That catalog can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Love in charge in year number two. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. Football fans get a little antsy this time of year waiting for their favorite teams to get back to work. In Green Bay, as the 2024 Packers assemble for Monday morning's first training camp practice, all eyes will be on quarterback Jordan Love, who played as well as anyone in the NFL the second half of last season. His coach, Matt LaFleur, sees a young man ready to enter his prime.
I just think you feel the confidence from him, the way he projects himself in front of the team, and that's what you expect. the command that he has of the offense. I know the guys, they all respect the hell out of him. He's so consistent. He shows up every day with a great attitude and, you know, just being one of the guys.
In the second half of the Packers season last year, Love's touchdowns to interception ratio was an eye-popping 17-1. And in Waukesha, the state amateur championship is won by 39-year-old former Badgers and professional golfer Garrett Jones. He wins by one shot. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. Then on Sunday, a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high right around 80. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56. 99.7.
Warming up nicely this morning. It is going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. Try to get outside and enjoy it if you absolutely can. Hey, remember, birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just moments. It's the big weekend list. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning. 355-9970. It's Jesus Jones Now.
A woman on the radio talks about revolution when it's already about you, know it feels good to be alive. I was alive and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now, there is no other place I wanna be. Right here, right now, watching the world.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:44 right now. And Finn, I told you I was going to find out about those Orida, like, popsicle-y ice cream bar thing type. Yeah. So apparently everything I'm seeing on social media says that they're absolutely delicious. And believe it or not, the ingredients of the in them, this is what's surprising people mostly, is that they're actually fairly nutritious and very healthy for you as well. So, I mean, yeah, if you want to check them out online, I guess you can do that and get yourself some an ice cream treat that tastes like it's, you know, a got French fries in it, or like when you dip your French fry in your chocolate shake, whatever you want to call it. So, again, they're sold out right now. I wonder if eventually if these take off, if they'd sell them in regular stores or if they're always going to be an online.
Oh, you know it. Thing. You know they would if it works, right? if it's a seller, then yeah, they'll be putting them in stores soon.
But I read like reviews from like actual, you know, food blogs and different food magazines, and then from just normal people over on social media. The consensus is they are indeed very, very good. So there you go. Because, you know, if we're going to spend the money and have them shipped to us, we got to know that it's worth it. And it sounds like these are definitely worth the $10. So maybe check those out online.
Definitely.
So we've got a big birthday list today. I mean, it's obviously the weekend list. I've parse this down as much as I can, but there are some really good names on it. So we're going to just jump into the celebrity side of things. And before we do that, though, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, then all you have to do is text us this morning, 355-9970. So let's get started with Juno Temple. She is the first one on this list. You know her best as Keely on Ted Lasso. She was also the fairy Thistletwit in Maleficent. She was Sally in Sin City, a dame to die for, and she was also Violet, the mental patient in Unsane. She is 35 years old this weekend. We have Rory Culkin celebrating a birthday, Macaulay's more talented younger brother, I guess you could say. He was Mel Gibson's son in Signs. He's one of the killers in Scream 4, and he also plays Michael Douglas's youngest son in It Runs in the Family. 35 for Rory Culkin today. The Culkin boys are all in their 40s and mid-30s.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, when you think about Home Alone, but that was a while ago, so I mean, it makes sense.
It was a while ago. Hey, Macaulay's got like two kids now. I mean, who would have ever thought with the history that guy had that we'd be sitting here talking about what a great dad he is? Because it didn't seem like for a while if things were going to turn around for Macaulay Culkin, but they certainly did. And he's living a good life right now. It's pretty awesome. Julianne Hough, of course, singer, former Dancing with the Stars pro. She was the star of that awful remake of Footloose, Rock of Ages, and also Grease Live. Hopefully those were better than Footloose. She is 36 years old this weekend. Jared Padalecki, who was Cordell Walker on Walker and also Sam Winchester on Supernatural. He is celebrating his 42nd birthday. The former Mrs. Tom Brady, Giselle, is celebrating a birthday this weekend as well. She is 44 years old. Well, we know she's not going to be spending it with Tom. She's probably spending it with her new judo boyfriend that she has. Apparently, that's who she's dating now, according to all the tabloid rumors. He started teaching her martial arts, and now they're in love. I have no idea.
Aw, look at those two crazy kids.
I know. Poor Tom. He's just left with some 20-something supermodel. It's fine. Aw. Right? Exactly. Like, Tom Brady, could the dude be any luckier in this world? I mean, he went from Bridget Moynihan to Giselle to now another younger supermodel. He's got amazing kids. He had this amazing career. This is why the world likes to hate on Tom Brady.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah, he has too much of a good thing.
Right, exactly. And he's kind of a dork when you like read up on him and listen to him talk. I mean, he can definitely poke fun at himself. I do know that that roast that they have had of Tom Brady just a couple of months ago, he was not a fan of the roast of Tom Brady. There were some things that were said that he was not too fond of. Dude, it's a roast. You knew what you were signing up for.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's a roast, you're not supposed to like your own roast,
right?
Are you?
I don't think so. They're going to pull out the stuff that is the worst about you and the stuff that makes you feel like an insignificant schmuck every single time, right? And maybe that's just it. Tom Brady has never actually had to feel like that a day in his life, so he has no idea what that feels like. But anyway, she won't be spending it with Tom, so I guess he does have that one that he doesn't get to claim.
Sure.
I don't know. Josh Hartnett, Ethan on Penny Dreadful. You may also remember him from Pearl Harbor, Black Hawk Down, and Sin City. He is 46 years old this weekend. Justin Bartha is also celebrating. Most people are going to know him best as Doug in the Hangover movies. He also played Nicolas Cage's sidekick Riley in the National Treasure movies. He is also 46 years old this weekend. Dr. Strange himself, Benedict Cumberbatch, is celebrating a birthday. Finn, he is 48 years old. He's also Khan in Star Trek Into Darkness, the Dragon in the Hobbit movies, and Sherlock Holmes on the BBC's Sherlock. Isn't that pretty much where he got his start, where a lot of people started knowing him is from that Sherlock Holmes series?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he just kind of came onto the scene, and we've been hearing about Benedict Cumberbatch ever since. So there you go. Yeah. Judy Greer, who is Paul Rudd's ex-wife Maggie in Ant-Man. She's also Kitty on Arrested Development. She's the voice of Cheryl on Archer, if you happen to watch that. She's 49 years old this weekend. Allie Landry is also celebrating. She was Miss USA 1996 and star of those old Doritos commercials. Then she kicked Mario Lopez to the curb just 2 weeks into their marriage after she found out he cheated on her at his bachelor party the night before their wedding. Oh my gosh. AC Slater, what were you thinking? Allie Landry, 51 years old this weekend. That's a pretty gross, despicable thing to do, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like right before the wedding, the night before.
And of course, at that time, he wound up showing up on just about every TV show hosting it.
Right.
And we all knew, you know, that he had been kind of a dog, and it was like, oh, God, that guy again.
Like the current Ryan Seacrest that shows up on everything unexpectedly and unasked. Omar Epps, Dr. Eric Foreman on House. You may also know him from ER, the program Love and Basketball and the movie version of The Mod Squad. He is celebrating his 51st birthday this weekend. Sandra Oh is also celebrating a birthday. Love her. She was Dr. Christina Yang on Grey's Anatomy. She's been in some other more indie-type movies over the past few years. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday. I think she's very talented, though. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Josh Holloway, Sawyer on Lost, which I knew you would appreciate. He was also Will Bowman on the USA Network show Colony. He is celebrating his 55th birthday today. We have Brandi Chastain on the list. She became famous when she ripped off her shirt after scoring the winning goal in the 1999 Women's Soccer World Cup. She's celebrating her 56th birthday. Do you remember how there was so much like hand-wringing about the fact that a woman had a sports bra underneath, which is essentially what people work out in now, but she pulled off her shirt? There was so much hand-wringing. I'll never forget that. It was
so
much
controversy over that,
It was like Janet all over again. My goodness. Nancy Carell, Steve Carell's wife. She was actually a correspondent on The Daily Show, and she also played Michael's girlfriend Carol on The Office. She is 58 years old. I know a lot of people still a fan of The Office in all of those syndications that you, and all the streaming platforms where you can see it on. I know Dexter every once in a while, when he can't find absolutely anything else that interests him, I'll catch him watching The Office. He always goes back to it.
Yeah, it's a good standby.
Exactly.
It never gets old. Yep.
You're never going to get tired of it, and it's never not funny, no matter how many times you've seen it. Stone Gossard, Pearl Jam guitarist. He actually sings lead on their underrated tune, Mankind, which is a great song. He is 58 years old this weekend. Steve the Crocodile Hunter Irwin's widow, Terry Irwin, is celebrating her 60th birthday, still keeping his zoo in Australia alive. Actually does that with both of the kids, Bindi, I can't remember what the son's name is, Robert, I believe. But they still work together as a family and are trying to fulfill Steve Irwin's mission of planet conservation and trying to preserve some of these animal species and really just taking care of nature, which is really, really cool.
Right. Very admirable.
Yeah, they're an awesome family. Bindi Irwin is just the best on social media, too. There are certain people that you just love to follow. And just the fact that she shows so many really amazing photos of what they do and then her really cute little family, because she has a two-year-old daughter now. Bindi Irwin is old enough to have a child, just in case anybody's wondering. I know. And she's got this really cool life. She dated and married a guy from the United States. He was a surfer. She met him here when she was doing a tour about preservation, and then he ended up spending a lot of time over in Australia with her, and then eventually they got married, and now he lives in Australia and helps run the zoo, which is pretty cool as well. Dean Winters, you've seen him in Rescue Me, 30 Rock, and Law & Order SVU. He's actually the guy now that messes up all the cars in those Allstate insurance commercials. He's celebrating his 60th birthday. Frank Whaley, he's a career character actor who was Jim in the 1991 movie Career Opportunities. That's the one where he and Jennifer Connelly get locked in a Target and fight off two robbers together. It's really kind of
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
It's not a great movie, but it's actually kind of, I would believe it's a low-level cult classic type of movie. He's celebrating his 61st birthday. Anthony Edwards, White House Chief of Staff Mars Harper on Designated Survivor. To the older fans, he's always going to be Goose on Top Gun. Dr. Mark Green on ER, and Gilbert Lowe in Revenge of the Nerds. I love Anthony Edwards. He is 62 this weekend. Lance Guest, the last starfighter, and also from the cinematic masterpiece that was Jaws, The Revenge. Oh, no, it wasn't. Anyway, he's celebrating his 64th birthday. John Lovitz is also celebrating. Comedian, of course. He is 67 years old. Donna Dixon is also on our list. She was Garth's dream woman in Wayne's World and Tom Hanks's dream woman in Bosom Buddies. Typecasting there for Donna Dix. And if you saw her, you knew why. I mean, it was totally typecasting.
Well, she was married to Dan Aykroyd, wasn't she?
Yes, for a while, I believe. Yeah, but she's celebrating her 67th birthday today, or this weekend, I should say. Cat Stevens, better known now as Yusuf Islam, is celebrating his 76th birthday. We also have Gary Trudeau on the list. He is the Doonesbury cartoonist. He actually offered at one point in time $10,000 to anyone who could prove that George W. Bush Bush had fulfilled his military duties back in the 1970s. Said a few unsavory things a few years ago, and since then, you don't see Doonesbury in a lot of places anymore. He is celebrating his 76th birthday this weekend. Then we have a couple of guitar legends who are both celebrating the same weekend. All right, this is good. Same age, same weekend. Brian May, Queen's lead guitarist, and actually has a PhD in physics, so he's not just a good guitar player. He is 77 this weekend. Then you have Carlos Santana, who is also celebrating his 77th birthday this weekend. I mean, does it get much bigger than that for the guitar world?
Just think about how much music those two guys have brought to us over the years. Wow.
Right? Yeah. I know. That's incredible. And the fact that they celebrate on the same weekend and are the same age is kind of crazy when you think about it, quite honestly. We also have Bernie Leadon on our list. He was the, speaking of guitarists, this is a great story. So he was the original Eagles guitarist. He sang 21 and he wrote My Man as a tribute to Gram Parsons after Gram's 1973 overdose. Now here's where the funny part is. He's also the guy who poured a beer over Glenn Frey's head when he quit the band in 1975. then they went out and got Joe Walsh to replace him. So I guess it worked out well for the Eagles.
As well for Bernie, yeah.
No, I mean, it was better for the Eagles, but yes.
Don Felder and Joe Walsh both taking over for Bernie.
Poor Bernie. He just didn't have quite
But at least he got to pour the beer over Glenn Frey's head. I mean, that's kind of cool.
That is really cool. He's got that tale to tell. But he didn't hang on quite as much as the Eagles did. But that's all right, because we're still celebrating for that one moment in time when he poured a beer on Glenn Frey. And then we have Kim Carnes, who is also celebrating a birthday today. She is 79 years old. And, of course, a lot of people know her hit, Betty Davis Eyes. Might try to pull that out here a little bit later on this morning. Yeah. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, we make it very, very easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. And just as I say that, we have a text that comes in. I love this.
Nice.
Angie Scott from Lake Delton is celebrating a birthday this weekend. So Angie from Lake Delton, you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Celebrate well. And, of course, all of us here at Max FM wish you, Angie, that is, and anybody else who's celebrating also a wonderful day. Taking a look at the forecast right now, partly cloudy, 78 for a high today. Should be gorgeous if, you know, you want to celebrate your birthday outdoors. This is going to be the day to do so. It's going to be wonderful. Partly cloudy down to 58 tonight, then partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Sunday, we do have a very slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a high near 80. Right now, it is 56.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy